Chinook salmon returning to Nooshigak and 10 other Alaska rivers have gotten smaller in the past few decades, according to a study done by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. KDLG's Molly Dishner has more.
After fishermen pointed out what they thought was a change in the size of king salmon returning to the Copper River, researchers from Fish and Game looked at data from 10 Alaska rivers. Regional Fisheries Management Coordinator Bert Lewis says they found that king salmon today are smaller than they were 30 years ago, which is as far back as the size data they used went.
Then we started to take a more detailed look at the data and found that the primary reason for this decline in size was a shift in the dominant age class of the fish returning to spawn.
It's not just a matter of younger fish swimming home. Lewis says the older fish also appear to be smaller now than they used to be. The trend held true on all 10 rivers studied. The Yukon, Kuskokwim, Kugluk, Konektok, Good News, Deshka, Kenai, Copper, Unik, and here in the bay, the Nooshigak. The researchers don't know exactly why the fish are getting smaller, but Lewis says the fact that the trend holds true for all the rivers helps narrow down potential causes.
It suggests that something is acting on them all in the same way, and that, what are they all exposed to at the same time? The marine environment. And we know that the marine environment has been changing.
What happens when fish are smaller? Lewis says the loss of big females could mean fewer Chinooks in the future.
The size of a fish is important, especially when you think about large females that come back, because they have many more eggs, and their eggs are bigger, so they get better survival rates. And they also use habitat where they spawn and lay their eggs in larger gravel substrate that is not available to smaller fish, and that also increases the survival.
In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.